Giving constructive feedback can be fraught with danger if you don't approach it in the right way. Some managers end up saying nothing at all and just bottle up all the frustrations and feelings they have inside, while others shoot from the hip. The feedback comes out all wrong, and then they are labelled as aggressive. And then there are others who give the feedback in a very apologetic nature, only in the end to back down and dilute how they were feeling. So, say someone has done something that you're not happy with. How do you tell them? Well, I recommend that you use the example, effect, change method. Here's how it works. Scenario 1. Let's say that someone is always late for the meetings you have with them. You could say something like this. When you don't arrive at my meetings on time, it really does upset my busy schedule for the entire day. In future, could we agree that we start punctually? So, you've covered the example, when you don't arrive at my meetings on time. You've covered the effect. It really does upset my busy schedule for the entire day. And then, you've covered the change. In future, could we agree that we start punctually? Let's look at another scenario. Let's assume with this one that someone always looks distant and that they're not listening to you when you talk to them. You could say something like this. When you don't look at me when I'm explaining something to you, that's the example. It makes me feel as if you're not listening to me. That's the effect. In future, could you try and look at me when I'm talking to you, please? And that's the change. Let's look at a final scenario to really hit home this method. Let's assume that someone always overtalks you and interrupts when you're trying to have a conversation. You could respond with something like this. When you stop me from talking by interrupting what I'm saying, that's the example. It makes me feel as if you don't value my contribution. That's the effect. In future, could you please let me finish without interrupting me? And that's the change. Can you see how you could use this at work? It's a very powerful technique. Think about the common occurrences where this technique would come in handy, and then go out and use it.